Seventh paper. Left or right? Page 34. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7.
Left or right? Many foreigners find it challenging to drive in Britain. It takes them time to get used to driving on the left side of the road. But driving on the left side of the street is by no means only a British custom. In fact, about a quarter of the world's population drives on this side of the road, including countries such as South Africa, India, Australia, and New Zealand. There are numerous historical theories as to why people drive on the left side of the road, but they are all connected to self-defense and the fact that most people are right-handed. In ancient times, for example, horsemen would ride their horses on the left side of the road, explains Professor Robert Walters from Westdale University. That way, their stronger hand, the right hand, would be on the inside of the road, allowing them to use their sword quickly if an enemy approached them from the right. Over the years, however, many countries have changed this custom, mainly because of political reasons. America, for example, which became an independent nation on July 4, 1776, was anxious to get rid of all remaining links with its British colonial past, including the Drive on the Left Convention. The first state to pass the law requiring drivers to keep right was Pennsylvania in 1792, followed by New York in 1804 and New Jersey in 1813. Also, Henry Ford's decision to mass-produce reliable cars with the driver's seat on the car's left side was an important factor. In fact, Ford standardized traffic directions in the U.S. with his new car, causing some countries to change their drive-on-the-left policy. These cars were very popular, and they were exported all over the world, says Professor Walters. So it's no wonder that people wanted to drive on the right side of the road. Most countries that have changed sides of the road have moved from left to right. Samoa, a group of islands in the Pacific Ocean, is an exception. We used to drive on the right side of the road, says Afanu Latu, a local shop owner. But that was a problem because we could only buy American cars, and they are very expensive in this part of the world, he explains. Luckily, our country changed from right to left-hand driving in 2009, and now we can import much cheaper cars from Australia and New Zealand.